Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories.
And we begin this afternoon with an update on a story we told you about last week, where police found the dismembered remains of a man inside the freezer of an apartment. You'll recall police say the victim and his alleged killer were buddies. Well, sadly enough, neighbors have shared some chilling details now about what they heard the night of the shooting. Newsman Mac Rosenberg leading the broadcast this afternoon from the Bronx.
Sheldon Johnson and Colin Small grew up together and went to prison together.
They both did serve time together in Austining and Sing Sing. Right, according to family members, we're getting that Johnson may have stole some money from Smalls.
Chief of Detectives Joe Kenny says a kilo press was found in Smalls' Bronx apartment, where Johnson is charged with shooting him in the head and dismembering the body.
We have two shots, then a pause, and then two more shots. And during the pause, ear witnesses tell us, they hear, please, I have a family. And then he's shot.
Johnson is a former gang member who became a criminal justice activist. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Police found Small's headless torso while doing a wellness check. Two police officers got hurt this morning after a run-in with an alleged fare dodger at a Bronx subway station. Cops responded to a 911 call about 7 o'clock, a fare evader at the 149th Street Grand Concourse station. When they asked the guy, what's up with that? He allegedly put up his dukes and went for it. Both officers suffered non-life-threatening injuries to their knees and fingers. Mr. MMA wannabe was ultimately subdued and arrested. Charges are pending. All of that over a $2.90 fare. Now he gets to sit in jail, pay a fine, get ridiculed on D-Block the whole nine. Bruh, really? Really, really? Some good news, bad news about rents here in the city. The latest report from Street Easy says Manhattan rents have dropped. Yay, really dropped. But they're still high as a kite. And looks like rent prices in the boroughs have now taken off like a rocket.
Hopefully the good news is felt by New York City renters soon. A Street Easy report says rent is dropping in a dozen Manhattan neighborhoods.
Like, I know we paid $500 over the rental price on Street Easy.
James lives in Greenwich Village, one of the 12 neighborhoods in the city that saw a decline of 5.9% for a rent of $4,585. The steepest drop was in Battery Park City, which plummeted 12.7% to $4,895. Street Easy predicted Manhattan asking rents will continue to decrease.
I hope the market gets a little less competitive, because that would really help me. But yeah, haven't felt much yet.
Astrid Martinez, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Battery Park City.
Meantime, the median ask for rent in Queens was up by close to 14%. Yikes! And in Brooklyn, the median asking rent was $3,300 in February. That's 4.1% higher than last year. What are these people doing? Well, workers have found some skeletal remains in a New Jersey home where they were digging. The bones discovered at a property on Namerenson Road in Wall Township. Monmouth County officials confirming that a portion of a skeleton was unearthed while work was being done on Tuesday. They're running forensic tests now before they release any additional details about it. There's a work stoppage at the site today while the investigation continues. The circumstances surrounding the remains not yet known. Police say there is no outstanding danger to the community. On Long Island, kids, please don't try this at home. Cops say a 10-year-old kid took a joyride in his parents' SUV And not just any old joyride.
This 10-year-old managed to drive on the very busy William Floyd Parkway here in Suffolk County with his parents' large SUV, a Ford Expedition, until the SUV blew a tire, causing the kid to have to stop the car. This all began in Shoreham when authorities say he took his parents' SUV and started driving and driving for 30 minutes before having to stop. He did not hit any other cars. He is too young to be arrested, but he was taken to the hospital for an evaluation. Because of a new law last year, any child under the age of 12 who commits a crime except homicide will be referred to their local social services office instead of being arrested. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Suffolk County, Long Island.
Somebody said he might want to get arrested to get away from mama once she gets him to the house. Boy, I told you not to be done. I'll tell you what. Also on this Wednesday, cops searching for the person who apparently tried to set some people on fire while they were waiting for the train in Manhattan. This happened early last month at the 28th Street 1 train station right there in Chelsea. Police say the suspect threw a lit container of flammable liquid at a group of folks standing on the downtown platform. Thankfully, nobody got hurt, but the person ran off, and they are still out there, folks. I tell you what. A Long Island woman indicted, accused of stealing more than $440,000 from her elderly parents and using it to gamble at the casino. 56-year-old Elizabeth Motti has been charged with grand larceny now. All prosecutors say she stole the majority of the money from her folks' bank accounts by using debit cards at ATMs at Jake's 58 Casino in Alandia. That's where she allegedly used the cash to gamble. Suffolk County DA Ray Tierney saying in a statement that our elder community is at increased risk for fraud and theft, and we must hold accountable the people who try to exploit vulnerable populations, even if it's your own kids, apparently. Well, we're also learning new details about that awful fatal shooting of a 13-year-old kid in Brooklyn late last month. Cops now say the killing of Troy Gill as he headed home from a basketball game appears to have been retaliation for an assault earlier in the night. NYPD Chief of Detectives Joseph Kinney says the boy had been on FaceTime with his mom throughout the night before the shooting happened.
He goes to the basketball game at 7:30. Mm-hmm. He FaceTimes his mom at 9. He FaceTimes his mom again at 10:09, saying that he's grabbing an Uber. And at 10:35, the first 911 calls come over from being shot. The assault earlier was still trying to narrow down the exact time, but it was a couple of hours prior to the game.
Cops say the teen was a member of the Drench Gang, and earlier that day, a member of a rival gang was attacked in Crown Heights, so police believe Troy's killing was revenge for that assault. City Council Speaker Adrian Adams laying out her State of the City address today and in turn laying out the landlords in this town.
The speaker's proposals focused mainly on the affordability crisis driving low and middle income earners out of New York.
New Yorkers need affordable housing, health care, child care, education, and reliable government services that allow families to thrive.
And Adams said the city must remove the barriers that prevent New Yorkers from accessing critical social services.
You know, the city's budget is bigger than most countries. We have the resources to make government work for all people.
Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in downtown Brooklyn.
Also, a Brooklyn lawmaker pushing to allow for absentee voting in cases where personal religious observations conflict with elections. State Senator Ewen Chu tells us that she got the idea for the legislation after she was contacted by a Jewish constituent who ran into an issue during last year's voting season.
Around June, the early voting time and on the election day, she was assigned her voting location is another house of worship, which her own personal belief and faith prohibit her to enter another house of worship.
Yeah, right now the law says absentee ballots have to be submitted by hand or mail by the last day of early voting, but Chu wants to provide additional days to do so. And a tribute on the ice back here for Flocko the Owl, the beloved bird who captured the hearts of New Yorkers and who died suddenly last month. Central Park's Woolman Rink is dedicating their annual ice show to the owl with the theme Fly, Be Free. Senior Director of Programming, Elise Preston, talked to us. She says prior to his death, the event was already set to honor Flocko since it's 2 days away from his birthday.
When we heard about his demise, we sort of thought, oh, should we pivot and do something else? But, you know, everyone is just still celebrating Flocko, and he meant so much to so many New Yorkers and inspired people, so we decided to stick with the theme.
The celebration kicks off at 6 p.m. It'll feature national and international figure skating competitors. Visitors can watch for free from the overlook above the rink. Fifth Avenue, the coolest street in New York City, not the one in Manhattan, but the one in the slope. Yep, that's according to a new ranking of the coolest streets in the world by Time Out, which took a look at food and drink offerings, cultural delights, nightlife, and overall sense of community. Sorry to break it to you folks, but no street in New York even cracked the top 10. The number one street is actually High Street in Melbourne, Australia, followed by Hollywood Road in Hong Kong. As for the coolest street in the U.S., Time Out says it's East 11th down in Austin, Texas, coming in third on the list. Park Slope's Fifth Avenue was ranked 13th. I can vouch for that, especially in the grill restaurant over there. I'll see you all Sunday.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.